The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Maybe I should have thought about wearing a white shirt with a white background. It's fine. Bear with me. Hello, angels. Welcome back to my channel. I have a very fun, exciting video. I feel very, like, energetic today. Like, do you, like, feel my energy? Hi, everybody. My name is Aisha Christina. Welcome to the A-Team, babe. Today, we are going to be talking about you are the prize, so start acting like one. I'm trying to shorten my intros, so I just want to make sure that I'm not spending too long going into so much stuff. So if you guys want to know what hair I'm wearing, what makeup I have on, it will all be in the description box below, along with all of my social media. Let's get right on into this. We've all heard this saying 1,000 times over, you're the prize, start acting like it, but I don't feel like we really grasp what it actually means. So let me hold your hand. Here, come here. Let me hold your virtual hand, and we are going to take a deep dive to exactly what this means. Number one, that's important. You want to be a mental challenge, okay? How much of yourself are you willing to give up? Because why? Overcompensating lessens a man's respect. You cannot show all your cards, your best cards, and expect not to be taken advantage of. Because why? In a new relationship, the bond is particularly shallow. So I think that too often we make the mistake of zeroing in on one person, and that's how you set yourself up for failure. So you remain a challenge by not surrendering to your emotions all the time. I don't care how much you want to see this person. I don't care how much you want to talk to them all day long. Because men know when you react emotionally, it means that they have the control. Please, like, and God, this is so much easier said than done, especially the older that you become. It's like inevitably you sort of cultivate this type of mindset. If you are tired of situations happening over and over again the way that they have been happening, you inevitably become this way where you know, okay, if I act on my emotion here and I start messaging him all day long and wondering where he's been, you can think about him all day long if you really want to, but don't show it. Don't be afraid to lose any guy. This is crucial in understanding that you are the prize. And I also want to say this fundamentally, and I said this to my brother too, and he agreed. As a man, men really get with who they can. We as the woman have choice power. Men get with who they can, women get with who they want. You choose a guy, 90% of the work, if it were to be intimately, is already done. He's gonna say, okay, let's go do this. And how many times are they really declining things anyway, really? Let's be honest here. Not often. Don't think that being super honest and oversharing in the name of not playing games is gonna guarantee you a relationship. And also, you know, while I'm at it here, because I didn't put this disclaimer out there, I wanna make a disclaimer, a blanket disclaimer, that everything that I discuss in this video, in future videos, in my past videos, is all circumstantial. My word is not gold. These are my viewpoints based on research that I've done, based on, you know, life experience, an amalgam of different things, but nonetheless, my perspective mainly. And by no means am I saying that my way is the way. I am not the way, the truth, and the life. God is. Shout out to him. So you are not forced to follow my advice. You don't have to follow my advice, but I do thank you for listening and I do thank you for watching. You don't have to do anything that I say to do. Hey, you could just be watching me because you think I'm funny. You could be watching me because you think I look funny. Either way, mwah, love to the both of you. I think that at the end of the day, just understand that I'm very well aware of the fact that you don't have to listen to my advice. Now, let's get back on into this. You are the prize. He approached you. Notice every time a relationship starts where you barely pay the guy any mind and it feels like he's all over you. And the second that you even merely reciprocate a percentage of that interest back to him, you start to feel like you're chasing him. And to a lot of us, it's mind-boggling. It's like, wait, what happened here? I can assure you that you are not well. No, they're not. But this is just how the game goes, okay? This is how it goes. When you put so much effort into a situation without someone working for it, they will devalue it. And in most cases, guys will just assume that you're desperate or that you're just this way with everyone, so it's not special to him. So understand, if he has a problem with your standards, what it takes to get you and your confidence, then that's his problem, not yours. Don't be afraid to lose any guy. And this goes even for my ladies that are doing online dating, which, you know, I normally never advocate for, but you know, we're in this pandemic and dating is just, it's a stretch right now. There aren't many places that you can go. Yes, places have opened up again, but to me, not that it's impossible, of course, because everything is circumstantial, like I say, but dating online is still dating online. And that's on that, on that, on that, on that, on that. You can talk to a guy on Tinder, on Bumble, on wherever they're going these days, Luxy, and you have to understand that you can establish a connection with someone, so you think on the internet, and all of a sudden this guy just never messages you again, and you're just very confused on why he even bothered. So we get so wrapped up in someone just interrupting, you know, our peace. What we really need to understand is that the bond is shallow. Like, actually write this down. The bond, there's no depth to the connection that you guys have genuinely made. And because of that, you have to understand that this person is not really putting much thought into how their actions is directly affecting you, which is why it shouldn't be personalized. So I completely understand that it's annoying, like, don't step in my space if you're not prepared to handle what I come with. But that's why it's better to also have the variety of also having a roster, because it's like, okay, if one guy slips off, okay, whatever, like, who even cares? Like, I'm a quality queen anyway. It's not gonna bother me. Next one, be selective with your time. I'm not always there when you call. Oh wait, no, that's not a good reference, Aisha. That's not, oh my god, this is embarrassing. Give me a second. I don't have another song, but when I do, I will sing it. Be selective with your time and don't always give your all and beg him to be yours. Sometimes you're available, sometimes you're not. Simple. So this shows that you have your own life, as you should. What's happening? And this keeps things interesting. So what this emphasizes is that he does not have a hold on you, and you're not about to sit here and pop out at 2 a.m. delivering yourself to him like Uber Eats. We're done. Because why? Remember this, familiarity breeds contempt, and predictability breeds boredom. And this is why guys just fall off the face of the earth sometimes. And of course, there are instances, a lot of instances actually, which is just all the more confusing, where because we don't have the full story, we don't have enough data that we're collecting, we look at a situation that happens that makes absolutely no sense, and we have nothing other than to gather, like, oh, why did this happen? So we're obsessing over the answers that we don't have, when sometimes it's just so easy to forget that he's acting in his own best interest. There's always a reason. It may feel random to you, but it's not to him. He could have just found another girl. He could have been, you know, getting back with an ex. Like, you never really know. So just try your best to not personalize these things. I also want to emphasize, don't pretend to be busy. Like, actually be busy. I mean, there's so many things to do in life. I mean, I always used to say to this, I used to be so, you know, sad, because I just used to think, oh my God, I wish I was bored. Like, I wonder what being bored actually feels like, because I feel like all my life I've always had something to do. I don't know. That's just me. I've always just felt like I had something to do, you know, and I also have, I don't know, I always keep myself occupied. I am either playing Sudoku, which I actually haven't played in a long time, so maybe not the best example. Okay, I have a lot of books on my iPad, my iPhone. I love to read. I'm an avid reader. It's like stepping into another dimension, and I really enjoy it. Nonetheless, there's so many different things you can do all the time, whether that's a new hobby, whether that's watch a YouTube video, watching this video, hey. Oh, while you're at it, give this video a thumbs up. I love you. But anyways, like I said, there are so many other things that you can actually do with your life that you genuinely don't have to pretend to be busy. I think sometimes that message gets lost in translation when you hear people say, or if you hear me say, to actually not be available all the time, because a lot of us are really, you know, usually willing to shape shift our schedule all the time because we really want to hang out with somebody. And we're missing the fact that I told you guys last year to have a roster, roster, and you guys are still obsessing over one person. Make it make sense. Stop. Okay, maybe you actually can't stop, but just don't let it show. Like, I know it's so hard, but this is where the actual work comes in. You have to master controlling your emotions and how you feel, because I promise you, you're not going to win that way. Or, okay, let me not, maybe I don't want to use the word win, but you guys figuratively understand what it is that I'm saying. If you want to be able to obtain, you know, that relationship, then you cannot always be available because you don't want, you know, to lose that mystery. The more time you spend with someone, you're creating a bond with them. And a lot of that mystery does die down because you are spending so much time with someone, you're getting to know them inside and out. And yes, arguably, there are so many different things that you can learn about someone. You can't learn all of them in a certain time span. However, have the understanding that people do show you sides of themselves that they want you to see. And in the beginning stages of a relationship, it's always going to seem flawless. And I think that a lot...
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg!
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable, subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
A lot of the time, we give credit to fish for swimming. Oh my God, he opened the door for me. He's such a gentleman. He like literally opened the door for me like when I was getting out of the car. Like I usually never... Stop giving credit to fish for swimming. I'm gonna just leave that right there. Embrace the uncertainty. What do I mean by that? Who cares if he calls? Yes, that's what I said. Who cares if he calls? Even if he calls you and schedules a day and doesn't call you, then who cares? Let people do what they wanna do so you could see what they would rather do. How can you, with a job, a roster, and friends, and hobbies, care about whether one person is calling you, especially if it's a brand new dynamic? How can you have the time to care about that? That's the thing that we as women do. We can maintain so many different things. We are multitaskers. We are so strong. We are so amazing. And a guy comes into our lives and we all of a sudden don't know how to behave. We're eliminating all the things, all the passions. We are just setting everything aside for this individual when they... 9 times out of 10 have not earned the right, nor does anyone really reserve the right to enable you to surrender all of your life to them in, you know, a way where you no longer have a career, you no longer are doing these things because you're following, you know, that person. I think if anything, the right person that comes along enables you to maintain your own independence and individuality. You are not concerned with where this relationship is going. Yes, I actually said that. You are not necessarily concerned because when you focus so much on where it's going, because naturally as women, that's what we do. How is this person going to fit into my life? Am I wasting my time? I don't want to waste my time, especially in 2020. I don't want to waste my time. I don't feel like having another person in my life and da da da. A lot of this comes from us planning our lives around people who don't even know if they're going to call us back the next day. I'm sorry, but that's really the reality. Please believe me when I tell you that if there is a destination, you will know. If this relationship is going somewhere, you will know. A guy will tell you, because guys don't want to keep the woman of their dreams, the woman they want off the market. They don't. That's why so many times, so many different instances, we see guys that will waste a girl's time for X amount of years, X amount of months, okay? And then he'll go jump right to the next girl and do all the great and fabulous things for the next chick in a way shorter time span. He knew no matter how short of a time it took, this is what I want. This is what I want the relationship to be. This is where I see the relationship going. You need to be in your own world and enjoy it. Let him try and scramble to figure out where you are, when you're gonna pick up the phone. And even if you will pick up the phone, and be very careful of these temperamental man babies. Yeah, man babies that start to ghost you because you didn't answer their call. So now they wanna act mad. Stop. Stop throwing the tantrum. That is a data point. Who cares? Don't let that person's reaction manipulate you now into chasing him to prove that, no, I am interested. Okay, sorry. First of all, we're adults here. This is a basic human psychology data point here where I feel like, okay, if I have to be scared of like not picking up your call because I'm doing something, you can feel it. It's an intuitive feeling where you can feel like, okay, this person's acting distant because I'm not available all the time. Instead of just understanding that, maybe she just actually has her own life and this makes me want her more. Instead, you're like trying to ghost and be all weird because you want to prove a point of, well, I'm upset that you didn't answer when I... Don't fall for that. Please, a word for someone. Don't fall for that. When you just met someone, it is not normal to get all bent out of shape if you didn't hear from them for the day or they didn't call to check in. It's not normal. Let him do whatever he wants to do. Don't generate behavior expectations in this manner so soon. Just log the data mentally. Now, that's not to say don't pay attention to the stuff that he's doing. Balance, people. Because sometimes I always feel like I have to defend the other side because some people just take what you say and they just take it so literally. And, you know, they just can't differentiate when you're trying to be literal and when you're not. It's just, ugh. Balance, people. Don't try to have these types of expectations, as I've said, where you're like, oh my God, why didn't he call me back? I literally don't understand. He literally was hitting me up all day yesterday. And like today he's not. So like, I don't know. Is it because like I took 3 hours to answer him because I was at work? Is it because I actually have stuff to do? No, it's not. You can't run away something that really, really wants you. Someone that really, really wants you. How many times have we not liked a guy and it just did not deter him no matter what, no matter how many DMs of his that you have ignored and left on read and he still has messaged you, it didn't deter him. You can't deter someone that actually really wants to be with you. Stop overcompensating. Doing too much is doing too much. Literally. What I said, a guy has to earn your devotion, earn your commitment. Yeah, not we are earning their commitment. No. He has to earn our commitment. Let's reframe that now in 2020. You're gonna earn my commitment. I'm no longer interested in whether or not I'm proving to you whether or not I'm worthy of being with. No, you're going to show me that you're worthy of being with me. That's what's gonna happen here. I know that I'm capable of being a commitment. I mean, Jesus, it's practically human nature for women. I'm just saying. He has to earn your time. He has to earn your affection. So you cannot sustain interest by doing the most. The peak was reached. There's nothing else to aspire to want. We've seen all that we need to see here, people. He's done. And sometimes, because this happens too, sometimes he hasn't seen anything. Sometimes you haven't even slept with him. You just went on a couple dates and he disappeared. And you know what that means? Hey, it wasn't for you. But you know what's gonna happen? They always come back. So don't feel inclined to be like, hey, just letting you know, I haven't heard from you in like 2 weeks. So like, what's up with that? Like, why did you waste my time? Like, we were literally talking for like a month. Like, why? Like, why? No, let people do whatever they want to do. If he tries to come back into your life then after that, because they always do, the ball's in your court now so you can play things how you want to play it and let them know that wasn't cool what you did, okay, and speak up for yourself. However, if you don't hear a word from that individual, randomly hitting them up out of the blue to let them know that they offended you when they know, I'm pretty sure they know that they've ghosted you, but it wasn't important for them to give you a heads up, right? Because that's what ghosting is. It's not about, hey, just letting you know I am not going to be speaking to you in like about a week from now. I'm literally gonna like disappear off the face of the earth and I'm gonna resurface again in the next 6 months. They're not gonna do that, okay? And at the end of the day, like, this is just how dating is in 2020. You have to play by these rules. So of course I wanna add, there are always exceptions to these rules, but they are significantly disproportionate to the masses where doing the most and even getting with a guy on the first date is gonna lead to a relationship. I'm sorry, it's disproportionate to the masses. Say whatever you wanna say, sue me. It is what it is. Now back to what I was saying. And for those of you that get up in arms about, ugh, we have to do so much to accommodate men, I beg to defer here. If you think about it, when the game is played correctly, you're not accommodating guys. They're actually accommodating you. So if some of you feel like this is a lot of mental gymnastics, which it probably will feel like because it's a new concept maybe to some of you, you have to put in the work here a little bit just so that you can have the understanding so that you don't have to keep putting yourself out there, because more than likely, I mean, you're either doing one or two things. You're either getting played or not. There's no in between here. You are or you aren't, you know? So if you're the type of person that thinks, oh, I'm gonna go the extra mile and cook him, you know, a really nice homemade dinner. Even though we met last month and went on two dates, let me tell you something. That man is going to enjoy that meal, enjoy you, if it gets to that point, and still leave. Because it could translate to the guy as, yeah, she's kind of desperate. Like, we're two, 3 dates in and she's already cooking me a home-cooked meal. And you could be thinking, I just want to show him that I'm the wife type and all this. And it doesn't read the same to men. He didn't do anything to earn being treated like a husband. So why are you showing him that you're a wife? Who gave him this title here? You did. What's... Reel it in. I'm scared. And then you have the girls that overshare because they don't want to play games while they're usually getting played. It's okay. And there was a quote I read. It was in a book that I read a while back. And it said, think of a man's psyche like a plant. It needs water, but it also needs air to breathe. So giving reassurance is like overwatering a plant. It kills it. Think about that. So in conclusion, let the guy miss you. Yes, it's true. Absence does make the heart grow fonder. Never overshare. Keep him on his toes. Never compare yourself to other women, ever. Competing with other women is pointless. You are you and you are in your own lane. You are the prize. If he doesn't like the rules or do what it takes to get you, oh well, life goes on. There are way too many options in the world to be stuck on one. And men understand that concept. So I think it's time that we adapt that same concept. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Keep that roster, roster, roster. If you have not seen my video on how to get a roster, you might want to click that. That will definitely be somewhere on the screen. With that being said, angels, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I'll see you guys in my next video. Mwah. The bond is shallow. In the shallow, shallow. In the shallow, shallow. That just reminded me of that. And that had nothing to do with proving my point, but it had the word shallow in it.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you.
28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.